Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well, and welcome back to Voice Notes with Drew and Teresa, and welcome to another Voice Memos episode where I just chat about what's ever on my mind for like 10, 15, 20 minutes. These are very unplanned episodes. If you're watching this on YouTube, then you know I don't like set up my camera set up properly. Today, I'm just chilling on my sofa. I actually really like my sofa. I got like new cushions, because basically, so my sofa's from IKEA. And if you're listening, it's like a white sofa. I used to have like all baby pink cushions on it. And it was just a bit too like, it was like a bit too pale. So I decided to get like some bright colourful cushions. I'm pretty sure these ones are from Danelm. And then I've got like some IKEA cushion covers here. Okay, Lem saying hi, disturbing my podcast already. But what was I going to say? As you guys can probably tell, I'm on day 3 of a hangover. It was my birthday party on Friday. I'm going to talk about that in just a bit. I feel like I'm wearing my first ever, like, no, not my first ever, actually, but I guess on camera, my first ever, like, cozy vibes outfit. Like, what do you guys think? So I've got this Carlsberg, like, sweater on. This is from Vendemia Studio. It's vintage. I've got my Levi's on. I've got these incredible socks on. You guys probably won't be able to see it, but basically they're polka dot, and then on the dots there's little rock climbers. These are from the London Sock Exchange. I saw them on TikTok and I had to buy them immediately. I've also bought a matching pair for one of my friends for their birthdays. I will not reveal who, just in case they're listening. And I actually can't wait to give them, because they're going to be matching. They're going to be so cute. So yeah, I've got my cozy autumn vibes outfit on today. Guys, I've been so like, I have a passion for fashion. Like, you heard it here. Like, I've been getting so into fashion. I mean, I'm into fashion anyway, but I feel like when it comes to a change of seasons, like, look, is it like depressing knowing that the sun will soon set at like 4 p.m.? Yes, it is. Is it going to be depressing, it like waking up in the morning and it being freezing cold? Because I do not sleep with the heating on, because number one, energy bills. Number two, my skin will actually turn out like a crocodile. It dries your skin out so badly if you leave your heating on overnight. Yeah, like, is that sad? Yeah. But I think something which is actually genuinely really exciting is being able to wear all of your clothes that you haven't worn for like 6 months. Obviously, a lot of my wardrobe is things that I can wear all year. But also, guys, it's normal to have seasonal clothing. And I actually watched this YouTube video. Who was it? I think it might have been Daughter of a Hoarder, actually. I think I was watching a haul video of hers, maybe? Or like an autumn trends? I can't remember. I watch a lot of fashion stuff. I was watching a video of hers, and she says how she puts all of her clothing into like a box, like all of her summer clothing away when it's the autumn, and then all of her autumn and winter clothing away when it's the summer. And okay, maybe I'm just stupid that I didn't think of that before, but that's genius, because obviously a lot of my clothes stay in the wardrobe anyway, but things like really summer floaty dresses, mini skirts, pairs of shorts, I will not wear those in the winter because it's too cold. So putting them all away, it gives you so much clarity, because I already have like a very full chock-a-block wardrobe. My drawers are like bursting at the seams, and I finally just put away all of my stuff that I'm not going to wear probably until like April or May next year, because at the moment I feel like, especially in the UK and in London, the summers come really late. Like, it doesn't really properly warm up until about May, and then it stays warm until like the middle of October, which I'm not complaining about. But recently it's dropped really cold. But I have, to be fair, I've been buying so many clothes recently, guys. I know I talk about overconsumption. I know. One thing I will say is that, like, at least I'm buying things vintage, secondhand, and sustainable fashion businesses. Do you know what I mean? Like, slow fashion. At least I'm not like hyper consuming fast fashion or anything. And the thing is, because the clothes are more expensive, you do have to put more thought into it. And also, when I was clearing through my wardrobe, which, let me tell you guys, clearing through my wardrobe is actually one of my favorite activities. When I was clearing through it, I have a massive pile of clothes that I need to sell on, I think I'm actually going to sell them on Vinted, because on Depop is weird. Like, there's something going on with those Depop peas. There's something going on with those Depop fees. No, not the fees. It's like the postage thing. It doesn't let you just like charge postage through Royal Mail. You have to like print off a sticker, and my printer doesn't work. Guys, I have everlasting beef with my printer. Like, I have had the most long-standing beef with printers, like ever since I was 11 or 10 when I started using them for school. Like, there is something about the rage that trying to use a printer, the rage that courses through my body is absolutely unmatched. But I tried to sell some stuff, and then, to be fair, I just couldn't bother to ship it off, so then I just refunded them. But I am actually going to do it this time because I have such a big pile of clothes, and so many of these clothes are really nice vintage pieces, really nice slow fashion pieces that I just don't wear enough, or they don't fit me anymore. And also another excuse for me to buy clothes is I'm pretty sure I've gone up another dress size. I'm pretty sure I'm a size. See, this is the thing. Sizing is so different in like every single store. I truly do not know what size I am, but I'm pretty sure I've now gone up to like around, like right in the middle of a size 8 and a size 10. They need to make a middle size as a size 8 and a size 10. I'm just saying, bring out size 9, please. But I'm now in between a size 8 and a size 10. So genuinely, a lot of my clothes just do not fit me anymore. Also, guys, I mean, maybe, again, basically, I think the reason why I bought so many clothes is I experienced what I can only describe as a life-changing period. If anyone has ever been there, It's tough. So I think I've spoken about coming off the pill before, but I was on the pill for nearly 7 years. I'd been on the pill since I was 18 when I started dating my second boyfriend. So when I was 18, I went on the pill, and then I came off the pill when I was 23. Oh, so 5 years. Okay. It's not 7 years, 5 years. Feels like 7 years. And basically, I did not have very consistent periods before I went on the pill. Basically, I would have 2 periods and then I wouldn't have a period for 6 months. It was very weird. And then I went on the pill, and the pill actually regulated my periods. But the thing is that what I forget, and again, is this actually true? I've never actually like done my research on it, but like I've seen it online. So, but the period that you have on the pill, so many P's, isn't actually a real period. It's like a simulation, apparently, because they wanted the pill to seem more natural and they wanted to market it better. So they said like, oh, look, you still get a period. You just have to stop taking it for a week. So that isn't actually a period, it's a withdrawal bleed. And basically, ever since I came off the pill, which was over a year ago now, it was last August, because even though the pill worked really, really well for me for a really long time, it turned me into an actual psycho. Like, guys, I've been through the mental health trenches. I have OCD. Like, I truly am one of God's strongest soldiers. Like, I'm only joking, but like, I've been through it with my mental health, but I don't think that anything truly compares to like the mood swings that I experienced on the pill. Like, the actual, like, it felt like I was psychotic. Like, that's the only way I could describe it. The rage that used to call. And look, I've still got quite a bad temper, unfortunately. I'm quite an emotional person. And because of my ADHD, I do struggle with emotional regulation. I can just fly off the handle really, really quickly. But nothing can ever compare to the rage, the sadness, the, you know, anxiety that I used to feel when I was on the pill. So that's why I came off it. And I actually had some really big problems with some problems with my period coming off the pill. My period would come really fucking late. Like, at one point, when I came off the pill, I didn't get my period for 3 months. I didn't even get a withdrawal bleed. Wait, did I get a withdrawal bleed? I might have gotten a withdrawal bleed, actually, but I didn't have a period for 3 months. And then I'd get a period like every 6 to 8 weeks. And even now, it still does come late. It never comes bang on the same date, which is really annoying, because I came on my period 2 days before my birthday party. But I sort of realized that even though I was in the absolute trenches and I was experiencing these really emotional, like up and down, like mood swings, I never really experienced a real period, because obviously before then, my period only came every like 6 months or so, or like a little bit closer together than that. But I never really experienced a real sort of like the emotional things that come with a period until now. So basically what happens is I get like is PMS the premenstrual one? Sorry if you can hear Boots' list tray, by the way. But basically, I get, like, before I come on my period, I get really sad. I get, like, really sad and a bit depressed, and I get really tired and exhausted, and I'm extremely demotivated, and I've never experienced that before in my life. So every single time it comes around, which has been happening for the past few months, I think that I'm getting like really depressed again, but it's literally just my period. But something else which has come with my period is that whenever I'm on my period, my boobs get really swollen and sore, and it feels like they go up an entire cup size. And look, I wouldn't be complaining about it if none of my fucking clothes fit me anymore. It's so annoying. Like, I do not get me wrong, guys. I love having juicy boobs. I love having big, juicy boobs. But a lot of my clothes don't fit me anymore. Things feel extremely tight and uncomfortable on my chest. But so I had to like sell a lot of my stuff. But I might actually retry on a couple of bits, because I was worried in case, because I was trying them on when I had period boobs. So like maybe they'll fit me now when I don't have period boobs. So I've got a massive bag of clothes to sell, which I'm going to list on Depop or Vinted when I'm back from New York City. I'm going to New York in 3 days. I'm very excited. Right now, I am just running errands for like the rest of the week. I filmed my massive sorority talk and Bama Rush video, which I'm really excited to get to you guys. So today I'm recording this mini-sode. I recorded some B-roll for the sponsor of the sorority talk video, which is Love and Pies. You guys know how much I love Love and Pies. I'm so excited to work with them. And then I've tidied up the living room. I need to hang up my washing, put some of my other washing away. I need to pop to Eleanor's quickly, and because I have not paid to put luggage in the hold. Call me cheap. I will. I was trying to scrimp and save. To be fair, it will stop me from bringing unnecessary shit, because I am staying in Jack's apartment. So I don't want to like take up too much room. But I need to drop off like a couple of microphones and like my tripod to her so she can stick it in her suitcase. Because she has like, I think her and Adam have two suitcases each. I know, and I have a cabin bag. But it's my fault. I wasn't willing to splash the cash. So the day that I upload this, it's actually going to be my birthday. I am going to be 25, a quarter of a century old, half a decade. Whenever I think of a quarter, I always think of a quarter of £1 million, because I used to watch Deal or No Deal all the time. Bring back Deal or No Deal. That's a fucking great show. I remember the time they brought a psychic on there and she didn't win. She didn't win the quarter of a million. Anyways, so let's talk about my birthday. So on Wednesday, my plans are is that I think me and Lem are just going to go for some ramen, play some PlayStation. I just want a chill day. I had a birthday party. So me and my friend Connor, we have the same birthday. Well, our birthdays are a day apart, but that's basically the same birthday. So we had a joint birthday party, and we do a joint birthday every year. And personally, I like having a joint birthday because it just feels like less pressure. Like it feels like so much less pressure to like make sure everything's going well, because the birthday responsibilities are on two people. Unfortunately, Connor ran into some problems. There was a lot of flooding up north, and Connor was up north seeing his family, and he couldn't get back down. And basically, we had a two-part birthday party. So our birthday, we had like a little function room in a pub, and then after that, we went back to Connor, Abel, Alfie, and Adam's house, making sure I get everyone's names, to like have a little after party. It was a lot of fun. But when he said I'm not going to be able to make it to the pub, I was like, oh my God, because already I was feeling like emotionally fragile, because I'd obviously been on my period. I was PMSing really fucking hard. And then I remember saying to Lem earlier, I was like, would it be really weird if I just didn't go to my own birthday party? Imagine if I didn't go and then Connor didn't go either. It would just be like a mixer for all of our friends. Obviously, I went, and I'm really, really glad that I went. And it was such a shame that you missed the pub part, because it was really, really fun. But yeah, no, so I was like freaking out a little bit. And then obviously everybody arrives to birthday parties like really late. So I got there at 7, and then everyone didn't sort of come until about 8:30. So I feel like there was like an hour and a half of like, it felt like pre-drinks, but I remember I was extremely on edge. I was like extremely on edge and nervous, but everyone arrived and it was really good. And then I got really drunk. I got so drunk. And then we went back to the party. I had such, it was so good. Like I had such a good party. It was so much fun. And yeah, basically, I'm trying to think of anything else. I actually had pretty good timekeeping. We ended up getting in at like 6 a.m, which I feel like is like a good time. It feels like a decent time because I was worried in case I'd have one of those bad days where I don't get in until like 10 a.m. and then I feel the rest of the weekend I spend it feeling really shit. Eleanor actually had a Halloween party the next day, but I was far too fragile to go. I was far too fragile to go to Eleanor's. Wait, did I say birthday party? I meant Halloween party. Halloween party. So me and Len, we stayed in bed all day. We watched some movies. We watched Mission Impossible 2, which was actually really good. I thought it was really fun. And then I ordered so much stuff like to the house. Like I got a McDonald's and then I fell asleep and then I got a Domino's and then I fell asleep again and then I ordered a multi-pack of Rubicons on Deliveroo. I've become addicted to Rubicon recently, guys. The passion fruit Rubicon. What do they put in it? I mean, passion fruit, but like, how is it so good? But yeah, I had a really amazing birthday. Oh, should I tell you guys about the gifts that I got? The gifts that I got for my birthday is, first of all, the first gift that I got was from my mum because it arrived early. My mum bought me a pair of Adidas Sambas that I wanted. I know that I've said that I wasn't huge on Adidas Sambas, but I actually found a colorway that I really liked. I got like the white and red ones, and they're actually very comfy. One thing I will say, just a pre-warning on Adidas Sambas, is that first of all, if you're wearing baggy trousers, like even just these Levi's ones, because they're so flat, they will drag on the floor. And also, there is no grip. There is no grip on those shoes. Guys, I was walking to my therapist and it had been a rainy day. There were slippery leaves on the floor and I slipped over, like banana peel slipped over. Luckily, I didn't fall on my ass, but like, you know, those banana peel slipped overs where you go, whoa, and it's like your foot properly slides. That happened like two or three times. No, so, and you know what? It's so embarrassing when you're on your own, because if you're with someone, you can like giggle and laugh. But when you're on your own, you just go, whoa. And then that's it. Like, that's so embarrassing. But my mum got me a pair of Adidas Sambas and I really loved them. My dad, I asked him to send me some money to order some Tank Air, like cami vest tops. They're meant to be like the best, most flattering, best quality vest tops, basics ever. And I wanted some more vest tops for the autumn. I actually ordered them to Jack's house, so I didn't have to pay international shipping. So I'm very excited to open those when I get to his. And I actually need to check, because they said it was delivered, but I actually do need to check that it has been, that he took it in and everything. So that's what my dad got me. Thank you, Dad. And then, what else? Lem got me this really cool BoJack Horseman book. It's actually up on my... Should I go and grab it? I'll go and grab it. One second. Lem got me this really cool BoJack Horseman book that I said that I wanted like a year ago. I must have said it after my birthday and he must have forgotten about... Wait, or did I say it after Christmas? I don't know. He remembered though. It's this BoJack Horseman book. If you guys don't know, BoJack Horseman is one of my favorite TV shows ever. I think I have rewatched it like 5 times. This is literally such a fucking cliche. Like, so many people really emotionally connect with this show, but I really, really emotionally connect with this show. I just love it so much. I think all of the characters in it are like so fucking well written. I remember the day that I found out that people hate Diane, I was like, okay, great. So this misogynist in the BoJack Horseman fandom, cool. Because how do you hate Diane but you don't hate BoJack? One thing I will say is that even though like I dislike BoJack as a person, if I knew BoJack like as a person, well, as a horse, but like in real life, I would really, really dislike him, obviously. Like, I can appreciate empathetic character studies. Empathetic character studies, because I think that that is like better, because I think that everyone's behavior usually comes from a root cause. Do you know what I mean? And one thing is that I do like about it is that even though he has an empathetic character study, like empathetic in the sense where you are given the explanations as to why he is the way he is, you are given the root causes as to why he is the way that he is, it never condones his behavior and it never excuses his behavior. BoJack is punished for his behavior, and I think that's good, and I think that's very like cathartic, because there's so many stories where they tell, you know, there's so much media where they tell stories about shitty men, right? And then they do these extremely empathetic character studies. No one ever thinks about the people that have actually been affected by the shitty man's actions, but BoJack Horseman did it really, really well. And he gets punished. And I think that that's like, it was what he deserved. Do you know what I mean? But I still really, really like the show. And I just love this show so much. And I love all the characters. If you guys are wondering who my favorite character is, maybe this is a red flag, because I know so many people hate his character. That's what I love about BoJack Horseman as well, is that when you tell someone who your favorite character is, they'll always be like, oh, really? Like, there's always like everyone's favorite character is so different. And there's like so many people's favorite character is other people's least favorite character. And I think that's really interesting. My favorite character is Mr. Peanut Butter. I know that that's going to be like controversial, but he's just a character that like I connected with the most. Do I see myself in Mr. Peanut Butter? I'm not sure. I think I see a lot of Lem in Mr. Peanut Butter. I think maybe that's why I like the character of him so much. I probably see myself most in Diane, probably, or maybe Mr. Peanut Butter. I don't know. Lem, yeah. I want to ask you a question for the podcast. So I said the character that you remind me the most of in BoJack Horseman is Mr. Peanut Butter, and he's my favorite character. Yeah. So who do I remind you of anyone in the show?
Microphone. Maybe the cat?
Princess Carolyn.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that. I like her.
She's sexy.
Lem, stop. You're embarrassing me. Yeah, Lem got me this. Could you pass me the spring froggy? I'm going to show you the other present that Lem got me. But yeah, I love this book. It's called BoJack Horseman, The Art Before the Horse. And it has all the concept art in it. Sorry, I just started talking about fucking BoJack Horseman without actually talking about the book. It's got all of the concept art in it, how they made the show. It's just so cool. Like, it's so cool. I saw it all over TikTok and I really, really wanted it. And then Lem got it for me. And I'm definitely going to rewatch the show. Lem also got me Spring Frog from Build-A-Bear. Last year he got me the pink Spring Frog, and this year he got me the green one. And if you are listening, Spring Frog is wearing a t-shirt which says Let's Snuggle. And it's a Pokemon t-shirt. I actually don't have names for them. I just call them Spring Frog. I call this one is Spring Frog, and then the other one is Spring Frog Pink Edition. And also he got a scent put in it. He got a popcorn scent. And last year, Lem put a candy floss scent in it. So those are the presents that Lem got me. And then Tom and Lena got me a bottle of rosé. Love! Can't wait to drink that. And let me show you the present that Lena got me. There's Lena with an I who got me the rosé. Lena with an E got me like a cute little like gift bag. Let me show you 1 second. Also, showing you guys my presents on camera really reminds me of, I'm pretty sure when I was, before I did video essays on YouTube, when I made YouTube videos and I was like 15 or something, I did like a what I got for my birthday video, what I got for Christmas video. So this is very reminiscent. Also, those YouTube girlies that used to do those what I got for Christmas videos filmed, edited, uploaded it on Christmas Day. Yeah. Yeah. Hard workers, hustlers, respect the grind. So this is what Lena got me. Lena got me this cute little gift bag. Look, it's a J. For Jordan, am I holding that the right way? You know what? Sometimes I do think that J's in general look the wrong way around. I don't know. And look, it lights up. Love. You know who also would love this? My mum. My mum loves stuff like this. And I'm going to put that on my shelf. Basically, you know, you guys see in the background of my videos, my podcast, the shelves. I have 8 shelves in this living room. Like, this is a very shelf-heavy living room, so I truly do appreciate a good trinket. So she got me a J. Love. She also got me cute little birthday confetti, love, and God, you know what, guys, I'm actually creasing. So basically, she gave me the gift bag at the pub, and I was like, oh, I'll look at it later. When we were back at the house, I started to look at it, buzzing, so excited, loved every gift. I was obviously so drunk that I completely forgot what was in here until the next day on the hangover, I went through the bag again. It was literally like opening the presents again. And then because I was so hungover on Saturday, I cannot even describe the hangover that I had. I have basically honestly forgotten what was in here until now again. She got me so cute. These pink tulips, tulip bulbs. And me and Lem actually have a, what do you call it? Sorry. Me and Lem have like a plant pot outside of our window. So I'm going to plant these in here before I leave for New York. And maybe they'll start sprouting. Wait, can I put them in September? Oh yeah, plant September to December. Ah, see, she thought this through. Because at first I thought I might have to wait. Yeah, no, because look, you plant them in September and December. You position them sunny / partially shaded. Okay, perfect. Depth 10 centimeters, spacing 12 centimeters apart. The flowers come through in April and May. Oh, so it's like the long game. Okay. I don't know whether I'm going to have to water them or not because it's going to rain a lot. Like, it rains a lot in the UK, and especially over the winter, it's going to rain loads. So I don't actually think I'll even have to water them. Oh my God, cute. And then they're going to come through for the spring. Oh my God. I love a long-term present. And then she also got me a candle. I haven't actually smelled this. Ugh. Ooh. Guys, it's kind of like a cologne smell, but I like it. It smells good. Is it an essent? Yep. It was giving essential oils. Containing essential oils, cardamom, cinnamon leaf, and sandalwood, considered to have a comforting and calming properties. This is exactly what I need because I'm the least calm person in the world. Okay, love. I'm going to put that. I'll probably also put this on my shelf, and then I'll light it when I need some calm energy. And then the last thing she got me, this is so cool. Girlsplaining a memoir. Why do we fear the word vulva? Do we really need to be ashamed of our body hair? Why do gender roles in children's toys seem stuck in the 50s? In 7 chapters full of wit and hard-hitting wisdom, cartoonist Katja Klengel tackles the subjects that have shaped her life, from body shaming to the exploration of her sexuality, and from the representation of women in media to the social pressures on women who don't have children. With a sense of humor, an open heart, and unsparing candor, Klengel looks back on her childhood through the lens of popular culture that shaped her identity and examines what being a woman today means to her and really a whole lot of us. Oh my God, this is so exciting. Love. It's all illustrated so nicely. Oh my God, I love it. Lena is such a good present buyer. She's really, really good at getting gifts. So thank you to everybody that bought me a gift, if you're listening. I don't actually think anybody who bought me a gift is going to be listening to my podcast. But I just had such a nice birthday this year, and it's not even my birthday yet. But I had a really, really good birthday. And I feel like the thing that I was actually going to talk about in this episode, but I ended up like going on like a million different tangents, is I did actually want to talk about why do I cry on my birthday every year? I actually didn't cry on my birthday this year, but I cried the day after, but I cried tears of happiness. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, I used to hate my birthday. And I find it, I mean, I would love to sort of explore it a little bit more deeply. This is a little bit like of an off the cuff, like fun episode. But I would love to explore like the whole birthday pressure a bit more deeply. But birthdays are hard. Birthdays are a really, really hard time sometimes. And I remember there was like a specific time between the age of like 13. No, actually, no, maybe 15. 15 to like 21, where I just cried on every single one of my birthdays, because to be fair, I was going through a hard time anyway, but I remember I would always feel a little bit emotionally fragile because there's always this pressure to just have the best birthday ever, and if you don't have a super good day, and it can literally be anything from like someone's cancelled to my camera cut out as per usual, but crying on your birthday can literally be caused from anything from like someone cancelling to your makeup not going well. And I especially remember between the age of like 19, my 19th and 20th birthdays. Those weren't fun times. And my 21st as well. Those were not fun times. To be fair, I'm pretty sure it was because me and my ex would argue on like all of my birthdays, and that's not even like, this isn't a criticism of him. This isn't me atting my ex or anything like that. To be fair, I think it was both of us. One thing is that I would never ever slag off my exes on a podcast. Oh my God, like absolutely not. But like one thing which I do find quite interesting is like, is it interesting? I don't know. I feel like I would never slag off my ex. I feel like it's like a good to acknowledge, especially because I talk about my life on this podcast. I always feel like it's good to acknowledge that like sometimes two people are like just like an explosion together. Do you know what I mean? Like me and my ex had a great relationship, but also it was so turbulent, and it was much more turbulent than the relationship that I have now, trust me. That it was just like nuts. And like I remember we used to fight on my birthdays a lot, and I feel like a lot of it was my fault, to be fair, because I was just so emotionally fragile. But also I felt like he had no patience for it. But also like fair enough. Like why would he? But I can't even remember what I was gonna say. I am just like really glad that I've started having good birthdays. But also I feel like we shouldn't put too much pressure on ourselves to have like super, super huge celebrations like every single year. Of course, like I had like a birthday party and like a function room at a pub, but like I feel like that was still pretty small to like what people sometimes like put these really heavy expectations on their birthdays. I feel like just have a little boogie, have a little party, spend it with people that you love. On my actual birthday, I don't even want to do anything like that crazy. I literally just want to grab a bowl of ramen with my boyfriend and go home and play PlayStation. And those are the best times. And I don't think I want to drink that much alcohol either, because I consumed so much alcohol on Friday. People kept buying me drinks, obviously, because I'm the birthday girl. Me when I'm a horse, like. But this is actually a really, really fun episode to film. I fucking love filming these minisodes. And I don't even know what I'm going to title this. What I got for my birthday haul. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I actually had a lot of fun filming it. Oh my God, I just realized I don't have any makeup on. I didn't put any makeup on for this episode. I would only not do makeup for the minisodes because it's not like I have put a studio light on. Guys, putting a studio light on when you don't have makeup on, it's not for the faint-hearted. I'll tell you that for free. But I have been using a new moisturizer recently. You know how I told you guys? I think I told you guys in a video how I've been using the Simple Hydrating Light Moisturizer for like years. That is a good moisturizer. But I've noticed that like my skin, as I've gotten older, my skin's actually gotten a lot drier. I used to have, when I was a teenager, extremely oily skin. Like up until the age of like 21, I had really, really oily skin. I still have fairly like shiny-ish skin now. Like when I do like a matte foundation, it literally takes an hour for it to get a bit of a glow on, which I'm not complaining about. Like I'm glowy. Sorry, I'm like burping loads. I'm not trying to hold in my burps. I can't remember what I was saying. Oh my God. Oh yeah. So I obviously was like accustomed. I haven't changed my skincare routine since I was about like 16 or something. So obviously I've like been really accustomed to like using these moisturizers. But I did notice even when I was using the Simple Hydrating Rich Moisturizer, I'd put it on and it literally felt like my skin would go and like drink it all up, and my skin would feel the same as it did before. So I was like, I've got to invest in a new moisturizer. So I ended up buying this, it was accidental, the tub being this huge, this massive tub of just like the bog standard Nivea like face, body, hand moisturizer. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And it's starting to make me think that maybe that Simple one wasn't that good. But that Nivea moisture, like I keep touching my skin. I know I shouldn't be touching my face. Also guys, I slept with my makeup on two nights in a row, as in on Friday, got in, slept, woke up, kept my makeup on all day, fell asleep again at night, and then took my makeup off on Sunday morning. That is disgusting. So my skin, to be fair, my skin actually isn't that bad. My pores are a little bit blocked. I've broken out a little bit, but like I don't really care. But I like my skin is like, I need to stop touching my skin because I've been breaking out, but like my skin is so soft. Like I literally can't stop. So soft. Oh my God. Me and Len went for a roast on Sunday as well. So good. So good. I love a roast. Guys, I'm so passionate about a good roast. Like sometimes I get sad that like, because I know that Americans definitely don't have Sunday roast. I'm not sure how it is in the rest of Europe, but I'm pretty sure Sunday roasts are a very British thing. I get like sad when I find out that other countries don't have Sunday roast because they're so good. They're so good. And I hate American slander of a roast dinner, and I hate American slander of fry-ups. I hate American slander of British food because it's like, you haven't actually tried it. You don't know whether it's good. And again, this is a bias. I'm British, duh. But like, when America, like, oh my God, like any sort of discourse from Americans about British food gets my blood boiling, because I'm actually like, you guys also have your own cuisine. And I don't, British people are not particularly passionate about American cuisine. One thing I will say is that British people take it way too fucking far. British people always immediately, like as soon as American says anything critical of the UK, a British person will be like, oh, school shootings. Like, that's not the serve that you think it is. It's actually really horrible. Like, do you think that Americans are proud of gun violence? No. But anyways, on to a different topic. But I don't actually see British people slagging off American food that much. Because, like, is it like ours? No. Like, a lot of it is, like, full of chemicals. To be fair, that's, I'm already going off on one that I don't know anything about. I don't know if American food's full of chemicals. I've only been to America twice in my life. I'm going to shut my mouth. But I feel like American food, it's like maybe more processed than food in the UK. I don't know, but then I eat tins of baked beans and sausages and something. You know what? See, this is the thing. This is the thing. When you get patriotic about your country's food, you start going like, oh, well, your food's all processed. I've never had American food in my life, really. I'll let you guys know my thoughts on American food when I come back from New York. I'm sure it's amazing. But like, it's, what I'm trying to say is that Americans have their own cuisine and I don't slag it off. So don't come for a fry up unless you've had one, because they're so good. Don't come for a roast dinner. Don't come for beans on toast. Like, I'm so passionate about beans on toast, guys. I have been in my jacket potato, beans, cheese, sausages era and a bit of Lurpak. So good. So good. If you're an American and you're coming to the UK, this is the things that I think that you should eat, like British food that I think you should eat. Obviously, I would try all cuisines, especially if you're coming to London. There's such a wide range of different cuisines in London. I would literally try everything. But if you're like British food, I would absolutely have a Sunday roast, a fry up, beans on toast with the sausages in, with cheese. I haven't actually had, oh, fish and chips. Battered sausage and chips. And you know what? I would actually try and go for like pie and mash. I've been seeing people slag off pie and mash on Twitter. I actually haven't even had pie and mash in London. But there's this place in London that does pie and mash for a fiver. Anyways, I'll leave you guys on that. But I'm so incapable of not running my fucking mouth. Like, oh my God. But I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. And I'm going to see you next week for a new episode. I think next episode's actually going to be with a guest. I'm swapping my guest episodes and my solo podcast episodes around so I can do a proper solo episode once I'm back from New York and tell you guys all the fun stories. But yes, I hope you guys enjoyed. And I make sure you give it all the podcast, all the love. I want ratings. I want a follow. I want a subscribe. I want a comment. I want a like. I want all of that good stuff. But it's my birthday. You have to. It's a birthday present. God, I won. It's such a, oh, I won. I feel like Veruca Salt. But yeah, I'll see you guys soon. Bye.